Among the kings of Judah was a man named Asa, a great-grandson of Solomon. In a recap of his reign, the scriptures say, "The heart of Asa was perfect all his days," 2 Chronicles 15:17. Though the heart of Asa was perfect all his days, he nonetheless failed to completely remove from his kingdom the idols adopted by the nation. The scriptures tell us that the high places were not taken away out of Israel, 2 Chronicles 15:17. The term high places had reference to the erection of idols and shrines in the mountains and hills. Israel was not unfamiliar with the use of high places in reference to Jehovah. Mount Sinai was the Mount of God, and the Temple of Solomon was built on Mount Zion. The high places that Asa failed to remove had reference to those places where altars and or shrines had been erected for the purpose of idolatrous worship. Asa's attitude toward idolatry was exhibited when Asa removed his mother from being queen, because she had made an abominable image for an Asherah. And Asa cut down her image and made dust of it and burnt it at the brook Kidron, 2 Chronicles 15:16. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Even though Asa removed idolatry from his immediate proximity, he did not remove it from other areas that were within his control. Maybe you think everything in your spiritual walk is as it needs to be. You have removed idolatry from your close proximity, and your heart is perfect, as was Asa's. But could it be said that you have failed to remove the high places? You allow the practice of idolatry to continue when you have within your ability the power to remove it. When the Apostle John penned the book of Revelation, he said concerning the church of Pergamum, "I know where thou dwellest, even where Satan's throne is, and thou holdest fast my name, and didst not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there some that hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also some that hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans in like manner. Repent therefore, or else I come to thee quickly, and will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." Revelation 2:13-17. Though the church had good things said about it, there were still areas that needed to be corrected. High places can exist and thrive when we fail to pay attention to our own salvation. Look around you. Is there within your realm high places, idolatry that you have the ability to eradicate? If so, what would God say concerning you? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to heed the words of the Apostle Paul, who said to the church in Philippi, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Philippians 2:12.